Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: in Juanfalun, Australians find the truth of life; seven Shenyun tour companies perform throughout the world; South Korea, the art of Jinshan Rin brings the beauty of Falun Dafa to Busan residents. Minghui report: 96 Falun Gong practitioners confirmed to have died in 2019 as a result of persecution. Norwegian library incident highlights persecution in China. And practitioner youth club in Toronto remaining diligent in cultivation practice. Now for the stories.
In Juanfalun, Australians find the truth of life. Falun Dafa is a meditation system introduced to the public by Mr. Li Hongzhi in May 1992. The main teachings are found in the book Juanfalun, which is currently available in 40 languages and has been read by over 100 million people. The popularity of Falun Dafa in Australia started in August 1996 when Mr. Li delivered a lecture in Sydney. The following is a story of an Australian about how this practice improved her mind and body. Artist, the ultimate truth. Barbara Schaefer, a Polish-Australian artist, still remembers the accident very well. It was November 11th, 2003, and she was repairing a church mural. Somehow she fell from the 7-meter-tall scaffolding. Her head hit the ground. With my skull broken into 3 pieces, nose smashed, knees and hands having had a comminuted fracture, I was on the verge of death. Doctors said there was zero chance of recovery, Schaefer recalled. She survived the surgeries and had stitches from head to toe, including 7 stitches in her face. I was like a robot with broken parts, she said. Many reinforcing metal plates, screws, and nuts were installed inside her body. All her teeth were stabilized with metal wires. Her 2 eyes looked in different directions, and her left ear was deaf. Her left hand was numb, and she heard some constant machine-like noises in her head. On top of extreme pain, she began to suffer memory loss. Even after 2 more surgeries, spinal fluid still came out from the back of her throat. Seeing her struggle with no hope, a friend recommended her to study Falun Dafa. When she read Juanfalun the first time, she tried hard to focus her eyesight on the book, and it was still blurry. "But I did not give up," recalled Schaefer. "The next day I noticed my eyesight had improved, allowing me to finish the first lecture. Then she read the next lecture and so on. She was drawn to the content. On the 3rd day, something unusual happened. I felt a strong energy moving up from my fingers along my arms like an electric current, and it took away all problems, including pain, complications after the surgery, spinal fluid, and so on," she recalled. "Even the noise in my head, the constant sound like a machine running, was gone, and it never came back." 4 months after beginning to practice Falun Dafa, Schaefer returned to the scaffolding and was able to do the work she loved. Not only were her injuries related to the accident cured, but her previous health issues also disappeared, including digestive problems, migraines, and allergies. Furthermore, her mental improvement was also dramatic. She no longer suffered from anxiety or depression. People around her said she became more considerate and displayed a peaceful mind. "Looking back at what she had been through, Schaefer is very touched and grateful," she said. "I believe that Juanfalun is the ultimate truth. This is the truth that people have been waiting for many, many years." She hopes more people will practice Falun Dafa and benefit from it. She is especially thankful to Master Li for all she experienced. "To me, Falun Dafa is the hope for humanity given by heaven in the declining period of our civilization."
Sounds 7 Shenyun tour companies perform throughout the world. Shenyun Performing Arts performed ancient stories and wisdom from an almost lost culture for theatergoers in Japan, Canada, Sweden, the United Kingdom, and the United States during the first week of January 2020. Judith Berard, a singer and songwriter, attended Shenyun's performance in Montreal, Canada on January 5th. She said, "This show travels through its poetry, beauty, and messages that are very important to us Westerners. I cried a lot at first, simply because there was this feminine grace, this sweetness that I no longer find in the media, in everyday life. At a specific moment, there is a message conveyed about this modern world in which these values are no longer present. We are in the process of losing these values that are so beautiful, spiritual, meditative, and graceful. And Shenyun was good for my soul. I felt wrapped in gentleness, and I don't often feel that way in the reality we live in now. I was crying, carried by the grace that enveloped me, and that came from the stage." Billy Fenner saw Shenyun in Atlanta, Georgia on January 4th. He said, "I loved the performance. The orchestra was absolutely fantastic, and the ending scene was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. I was very, very impressed. They have their heart and soul in it. I believe they believe in what they are doing, and that is very good. We're missing a lot of that in the world today. We were put here for a purpose. Everybody has a legacy, and every person that does something in the world leaves something behind. And this was absolutely beautiful. I was very impressed. It made me realize that all of our religions in the world are very close together. This performance has opened up my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't think about. In an overall sense, I walked away from this feeling a lot better about what my beliefs are," said Mr. Fenner. Shenyun continued its world tour with performances in Richardson, Texas, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Mississauga, Canada, Tokyo, Japan, and Woking, United Kingdom.
South Korea. The art of Zhen Shan Ren brings the beauty of Falun Dafa to Busan residents. Busan, South Korea's second most populous city, has hosted the art of Zhen Shan Ren international exhibition 12 times over the last 3 years. The exhibition has been held at the Busan Government Center, Busan Citizens Park, Busan Citizens Hall, and many other venues between 2017 and 2019. Zhen Shan Ren, which is Chinese for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, comprise the principles of Falun Dafa cultivation practice. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition, consisting of artwork by Falun Dafa practitioners, showcases the beliefs and experiences of this traditional body-mind spiritual discipline. The exhibition also spotlights the tragedy of the 20-year persecution of Falun Dafa in China, a brutal suppression that has been going on since 1999. Through local newspaper reports, advertisements in the news media, and subway advertisements, many individuals, families, and members of various organizations have learned about and attended the exhibition. Because most of the exhibition halls in Busan are located in popular parks, quite a few people who were simply out for fitness have also stopped by to view the artworks. Despite attempted interference by the Chinese consulate, all 12 exhibitions have been very successful. Attendees have included members of the National Assembly, city councillors, district councillors, government employees, organization leaders, artists, and many others from all circles of society.
Minghui Report. 96 Falun Gong practitioners confirmed to have died in 2019 as a result of persecution. 96 Falun Gong practitioners in China were confirmed to have been persecuted to death for their faith in 2019, bringing the total confirmed death toll to over 4,300 over the past 20 years of brutal suppression. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is an ancient spiritual and meditation discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The peaceful practice has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. The deceased practitioners, 53 of them female, came from all walks of life and included doctors, college professors, factory managers, bank employees, engineers, and farmers. Their ages ranged from 28 to 87, with an average age of 62. 19 of the practitioners died while still being held in prisons, detention centers, and police stations. Ms. Guo Xinjiang, 82, died a few hours after being arrested on January 11, 2019. Mr. Yang Shengjun passed away 9 days following his arrest on August 2, 2019. A 41-year-old woman, Ms. Li Yanji, fell to her death on December 7, 2019, while trying to escape being arrested. The month of January registered the most cases, with 20 deaths. March and July each had 10 cases. The rest of the 9 months each registered single-digit cases. The confirmed deaths took place in 23 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities, with Shandong province registering the most cases at 16.
Norwegian library incident highlights persecution in China. Marika is a small town in Norway with a population of less than 3,000. But it became international news recently when a delegation of skiers from China stayed there for training. Leaders of the delegation made several attempts to remove a book from the municipal library. The book was about Falun Gong, a meditation system which is suppressed in China. The library said no. The library manager told a regional newspaper in Norway, "We have freedom of speech in Norway, so that was completely out of the question." According to a Norway information website, the delegation included over 40 Chinese skiers, plus 15 coaches and managers. The library manager, who refused to remove the book, recalled, "The delegation leaders have said that if any of the Chinese skiers are caught with these books, they are afraid that they would risk being sent to a labor camp or prison in China." This incident was reported by numerous news media and triggered broad discussions. Many readers were surprised how these Chinese people were not only brainwashed, but also forced their opinions on others, even in such a small town on the Eurasia continent. Although hard to believe in a Western society, confiscation of Falun Gong books is one of the tactics used throughout the past 20 years in China, where this practice is suppressed. When several elderly practitioners, most already in their 70s, were reading Falun Gong books together in Kuishan County of Shanxi Province on July 10th last year, 10 practitioners were arrested, their homes ransacked, and personal belongings confiscated. According to the Mingwei website, cases from 8 of these 10 practitioners were submitted for prosecution, which often results in long prison terms. Since the Chinese Communist Party and former CCP Communist regime head Jiang Zemin began to suppress Falun Gong in July 1999, Falun Gong books have been confiscated and destroyed. Many practitioners have been detained, imprisoned, and tortured for their belief.
Practitioner Youth Club in Toronto, remaining diligent in cultivation practice. The Practitioner Youth Club in Toronto recently held a whole-day event to read together and share understandings. They hope to do better and remain diligent in cultivation practice in 2020. They also expressed gratitude for the guidance from Falun Dafa and wished the founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, a happy new year. The club, whose members meet weekly, was launched in April 2017 and consists of middle schoolers aged 13 and up, along with college students and young professionals, who all practice Falun Gong. Some started practicing in their childhoods because their parents practiced. Some began to practice after leaving China, and some had misunderstandings initially due to the defamatory propaganda from the Chinese Communist Party, but later learned the truth about the practice. There are also some who became interested in the practice after watching a Shenyun performance. Rina is an undergraduate student who started to practice Falun Gong with her mother in 2016. She talked about how she overcame her attachment to comfort and started to do the exercises in the morning as part of her daily routine. Jackie, a graduate student, used to live with a practitioner. After watching Shenyun and becoming interested in Falun Dafa, he began to practice in 2013. He shared some experiences he had in graduate school. Vicky, who works in a large financial firm, started to practice Falun Gong with her family members in her childhood. After the suppression started in 1999, she witnessed her mother's arrest and stopped practicing. She did not continue until she graduated from a college overseas and found a job in 2017. College junior Robert began reading Dafa books with his mother when he was very young, but he did not consider himself a genuine practitioner until late 2017. He spoke about letting go of attachments and improving Xinxing. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.